Hello, everybody. This is the February 21st, 2020 meeting for the Mastermind group, those folks who are regional organizers and myself. And we're going to pick up where we left off last week. Joining us today is Art Don from Washington, D.C. area.
Hey, everybody.
Forrest Obnamia from Columbus, and what's the name of the town?
Yep, Columbus and Delaware.
And Daniel Stringer from Middle Florida, Orlando, and the land, and I'll let you tell the other areas.
Paisley is where the school's technically located, but yeah, all those surrounding areas. Hello.
Hello. And Matt Holker here in Maryville, Tennessee.
Hello,
outside of Knoxville. Yeah.
Just outside of Knoxville.
And Greg Nolmeyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yep. Hey, Ann Arbor, Ipsy.
Yep. And then that looks like everybody on the call today. Harry is traveling up north to meet with one of our senior guys in Maine to help him because he's not been able to come down due to some illness in the family that's longer term and all that. And so he's helping him out today. So he was going to try to be on the call, but he's not been able to get on here. I'm sure. Oh, hey, Harry. It looks like there he is.
Hey, Sifu. Can you hear me?
Yep. Harry in the New Jersey and Verona and right across the river from New York City and all that. Good to make it with us. Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay. So we left off when the internet so rudely interrupted us last week. We were talking about the four levels of chi and that they're the wei chi that's on the surface of the skin. The chi that most people think of is when they say, just say chi, which is actually towards meridian level chi, where the acupuncturists work and the those lines of energy in the body like that, that are connected to the organs or some of the organs, and then that run the body from head to toe in different ways and all that. It's both for pressure point strikes and then for needling and for healing and that kind of thing. Anyways, the chi that's at that level, meridian chi. Yin Qi, which is the nutritive level, which runs, which is deeper in than the meridian Qi, but above the bone, and it's the nutritive Qi. Very simplistic way to think about it is it's the blood vessels in the circulatory system and the Qi that's associated with that, both from nutrients and oxygen being dispersed and all of that. And these all are levels that in our program you can actually feel inside of a person. And then as we get into more and more advanced programs that you can manipulate and all of that. And then Zhu, I don't pronounce it right, which is the blood and bone marrow, which is the deepest one in on the physical levels, four levels of Qi. And then we use Ting to learn to feel each of the four levels and your E, mind intent, to manipulate the Qi in those levels, both for healing and for martial and for energetic development, both for longer term health and so that you can also use it for your own health, for the health of others, and also in a martial context and all that stuff. With that, you work on them obviously one at a time, typically, and you also try to feel movement and or stagnation, speed, volume, your own four levels of chi one at a time, and then being able to feel if the other person can feel their levels of chi and can they feel yours and being able to perceive that, and that's a higher level mind skill. And so that's where we left off, and Greg had an excellent question, which I didn't get to hear all of because about the time he was asking that question or right when I was starting to answer it, the internet went, and that's where we were. So try that question on me again, please.
All right. So when you were talking through the levels last time, you had talked about the meridian chi would be something that we would feel when we're playing the Uncle Bill kind of seaweed push hands.
And I wouldn't say seaweed. I would say more like follow the lead. Who's in
follow the lead?
Follow the lead.
And
follow to lead. Sorry, go ahead.
I wanted to hear a little more about that because I think my feeling for the meridians is not that I've captured them in the same way as much as I might interrupt them. You know, I feel like in terms of like the na that we've practiced, it's like the bone marrow and just above the bone marrow And I'm trying to distinguish the meridian in terms of a martial context, not healing context.
Yeah, if you have a good Na going, you're probably doing that at Ying Qi level. Obviously, right, yeah, you can do it at bone marrow level, but what I'm finding is that most people that out of you guys that are seniors that have trained, you're doing that at Ying Qi level, and you're getting there by basically starting it at towards the meridian level, and then you're going in there kind of deep, and it's at least touching that other level. It's not a full manipulation yet, but because you are touching it, you know, you're on the edge of it, basically, so to speak, you're able to get some control in terms of seizing it up and making it harder for them to move with it at that point in time. And then if you get to the inside the bone marrow, then that seize is a lot easier, and that's where you start finding that you've got a really light touch and yet they're still really locked up.
Right. I guess I'm just not, I can feel the yin and the marrow in play, and I'm not saying like I'm like great with it.
Yeah, no, I get
but
it.
But I can feel and touch it and play with it. And the meridian chi, when I'm playing push hands, I'm just not feeling it that same way unless I'm actually trying to block somebody, you know, and sort of like, oh, I'm just gonna, you know, jam this at their shoulder or whatever. And
so try when your partner have them dropping root, and while they're dropping root and feel that waterfall feeling, and and most of that waterfall is going to be happening initially. What you're going to feel the most is going to be at that meridian chi level, right? Okay. If you try to interrupt it, you'll feel that the part you're really trying to interrupt the most is meridian chi level. Now, where it goes through at, when I've talked to the acupuncturist about this, is that there's the meridians that are like the heart meridian and the lung meridian and the liver and all those things, and that's not really the meridian system. When you're moving the chi a little faster, like when we're dropping root and you're feeling that, it's not really going through. There is movement in those meridians that are organ related like that, but then there are like extra meridians or a whole meridian, kind of a almost like a vascular system, but it's a meridian system by vascular. I mean, the way that it's networked and how much of it is and the way it works. And the chi moves through that typically a good bit faster and is dispersed out a lot more over a bigger area. And it's more like a whole system as opposed to a cycle like that. And so anyway, so you'll feel that one first. And then if you're trying to capture and that kind of thing, you will feel that it's a little bit tougher as you begin to get to where you're deeper in there and you start getting a hold of it. You're now fully encompassing, let's say that Wei Qi, it's Wei Qi out here, and that the next level is Meridian Qi and the next level is Ying Qi. You're actually fully encompassing that Wei Qi area. I keep trying to get my picture here to see, so you guys can see.
I think it's the feedback on another line that's making a change.
Yeah, as opposed to being partway in, you're getting the whole thing. And so, and then that's where you start feeling you're able to manipulate it. And then as you start getting that, especially as you get deeper root and you can start feeling deeper where you really are encompassing their entire root, you start feeling what's on the other side of that, especially if you've done stuff to work bone marrow. And then with that, there's a lot more, there's a more mentally directed conscious move, direction of movement through the meridian system. It moves a little faster like that than it does in the Ying Qi under conscious control. And so they have a little bit, when you're playing at that level, they have a kind of a better ability to fight you and to manipulate as well. Like that. So that's some of what it sounds like you're talking about there, but try it with the root drop and feeling in on the levels. And I think that'll give you a better sense. And of course we'll do it live when we see each other next. So
cool. Thank you so much.
Cool. Was that kind of the whole question?
Yeah. I mean, part of it is I just need to stand next to you and say, run that on me again, Sifu.
Yeah. Okay. But try it with root drop with a partner for where you're at. And then feeling, trying to get in there, and then feel it where you're trying to manipulate the Wei Qi level. When somebody's rooting good, the Wei Qi level, you almost can't do anything with it because it gets so strong and fortified. You'll feel the movement at the meridian level, but it'll be harder to stop that movement. It'll, you know, if they're waterfall dropping down. Once you hit Ying Qi level, you can actually take somebody that's rooting and start to do a lot more with it. unless they've developed their root to the point now that it's so full that it's all the way to bone marrow, which is what you want for your own health and for a lot of strength and power too. But most people that you're going to play with that are like students of yours, you're going to have some that are going to have developed a little further along. But if they haven't developed that far along yet, that's a good person to put hands on to feel what you're asking about. And then obviously you want to keep building them. Like if I feel one of your students and they've been with you for 3, 4, 5 years and they don't have it all the way to bone marrow level, I'm going to be like, are they not practicing or are you not teaching, you know, what's going on there? Cause they should be really getting the development at that point. You having that development as well, you should still have more volume than them, longer practice, more practice, all that kind of stuff. And that you're a teacher of it at the level that you are. And so you should still be able to go in there and manipulate theirs because in this case, you know, it's the same systems, but you've got more of it. And so you should be able to go in and manipulate that on them.
Hey, Sifu.
Yeah.
What level would float be if you're grabbing someone's float?
Float is at the Wei Qi level. It's on the surface. It's out That's here. Now okay. You're using, because you're leading that Qi, the other systems and the other, and including the physical body, the Qi follows that. Like the meridian chi follows that. And then the other chis will tend to come along as well. And then the physical body as well in that order of events. Because when your mind attaches and physical attaches and starts to move that and it's correct, their energy will do that. Their mind will go right to it. Their mind will be feeling where you're going. The chi that they've got will do that. And then their physical body will follow that. And so, and that's why you're able to do it at the Wei Qi level.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you were doing it to somebody who was, say, asleep, carefully, and I don't recommend this. Let's say you're working on somebody and you're trying to get them to really relax and they fall asleep, but they know you're working on them and it's okay, right? You'll be able to manipulate that Wei Qi, manipulate the energy inside of them, and they might stir a little bit in their sleep where their body's having some adjustment. But mostly they won't be moving. They won't be like, if you raise up, it's not like their hand comes up. It's that the energy will lend itself. That the Wei Qi will come that way. And then the other chi behind that will follow it as you're doing the manipulations for the healing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Good. Okay. It's in Chinese medicine. It is said that sickness starts at the Wei Qi level on the out here on the surface, and that it works its way inside through the levels. And that each level, and so when somebody's like fighting off a cold a little bit, you know, and it's nasty conditions out, a lot of people are sick and all that stuff, which it's February, there's a lot of that going on, that your first contact and feeling of it is it affects you at the Wei Qi level. And, you know, if you're getting good nutrition and you're getting good sleep and you're doing your Qigong practice and that Wei Qi field is strong, very hard for the sickness to get in to that. It'll be trying to act on it. It won't have an easy time actually getting into the field, and then it won't go in deeper. If you're having a bad day, your nutrition's not as good, you're not getting as much sleep, or your sleep was disrupted, other kinds of things going on, and you're a little bit more susceptible and weak to what's going on there, it can get into the Wei Qi field, and then it starts working its way to the next level down, which is the meridian Qi level. And if it gets into that, then it starts to circulate through your system. And that's what most of us experience when we're sick, is that it's actually in at that level. And that's why you can, somebody that's got that, then go to the acupuncturist, get the right points for what's going on with them and get a bunch of relief. It will, and then get rid of the sickness a little bit faster. And the same thing true with good quality Qigong as well. Good proper standing when you've been building a practice there over a longer period of time. And or you're set real soft and where you're trying to get things to move out and through. And when you can feel the energy on, and you'll get done and being like, hey, I don't feel the symptoms anymore, because you're moving it back out from meridians into the Wei Qi field. You're going back the other way and then out of the Wei Qi field. Right. Anyway, so when your sickness and it comes in, if it gets into meridian and it's bad enough, then the next level is it starts to get into the Yin Qi, where it's actually getting into the nutritive part of the system. Like if you had a cold or a flu and it turns into pneumonia, the pneumonia and the way it's acting on the lungs and in that system and clogging that system up and making it so you can't take the air in, it's moving from the meridian level. And I'm using that as an example because it's a simpler one, but this is true with the vast majority of sicknesses will work like this if they go far enough. And then it starts to get into the Yin Qi, the nutritive chi, and then that makes it so you can't get that nutritive thing. And like in air, you can't go that long without it anyways. And so then it's killing you at that level. And at the point where it's really like finishing you off, it then goes deeper, and now it's hitting that blood and bone marrow level. And think about the air like going into the blood. And so it's actually from the lungs working its way into the system like that. And then even at that level, if you can get the right care, it can be moved back out through them all. But if it, obviously, if it's not treated and it's been working its way and it gets all the way in there like that and it's not treated somehow, most likely it's going to kill you, whatever the thing is. Anyways, so sickness starts at the Wei Qi and works its way inside. Each level deeper that it gets, it's harder to fix than the one before. In our Qigong and Tai Chi, you can learn how to feel these better and understand and manipulate through these levels for your own health and for the health of others to actually move it through there, and so to help to remove it out. And that's a deeper level of the Fagong Qigong that we do, where we're manipulating the energy, doing it from the Wei Qi, but actually getting into that depth where even from the field, as you keep building your skills, you're working on getting deeper and deeper and deeper in there, where you can actually affect it all the way, ideally, to the marrow level. And then some other, those are physical levels, and then into the mind level and other things that are more advanced than that.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
The internal power that comes at the higher levels of Tai Chi can seem mysterious, but that is mostly because Tai Chi students don't see the big picture yet. They don't even understand what the higher levels of the art are, much less have a plan to get there. Even though the senior masters mostly agree on what the steps are, they mostly don't talk about it. On the TaiChiRoadmap.com, I outline all of the steps of Tai Chi development. Everything is explained so you know what to do, when to do it, and why. This is the complete roadmap to Tai Chi mastery with an explanation of all the steps from rank beginner to senior master. Again, that is a free course that you can access online. Go to TaiChiRoadmap.com to sign up. That's TaiChiRoadmap.com.
You can also use it for self-defense, both building your strength and your, as you get a better density on the Wei Qi and more Wei Qi, and then the other fields are all strengthened up too, you have a better resistance to somebody trying to strike, you know, to affect you in a Dimak kind of a way, pressure point striking and all that. It also builds you a better defense to deeper, higher level Dimak, because you begin to feel where it's affecting you in the system, which means you can now take your mind, go in there, and get that moving out. And so when we're doing the ones where we're working at it, where we're actually using air going in and circulating it, you're getting closer to nutritive, the yin qi level of doing it. And then by doing the stuff where you're feeling like in our push hands internal with the root dropping and learning how to go in and manipulate that, you're learning how to manipulate it at the meridian level, and you get the idea. And then of course, higher up from the bone marrow level. Anyways. Dimak is normally thought of as pressure point strikes, but that's the low level version, and we've got the higher level version of that. And we use some, we have some of the lower level version, but mostly we get to the one where it's getting in there deeper into the system like that. Obviously not doing that to people and that kind of thing, but using it by understanding it, being able to use it, as you guys, some of you guys have seen, where I've had somebody come, they have been Dimak'd by somebody, other masters, and then I fix them up. And part of fixing them is being able to get in there and really get the whole scope of it, and then knowing what to manipulate and how to manipulate it and getting it out of there. Higher level Dimak obviously requires a lot of ting, feeling, listening skill, that sensitivity to really be able to get in there like that. You can manipulate and affect what you can feel. You cannot manipulate and affect things you can't feel. It's simple like that. Our bone marrow washing and our other internal Qigong and meditation techniques, including the proper methods, principles utilized in your Tai Chi form, help you to build all four of these Qi levels for real internal power and health. And that's the end of what I've got put in there, but I'll take any questions you guys have and if there's another subject that you wanted to at least get into a little bit today. Obviously, part of what I'm talking about here is higher end stuff. And our system is deep, for those of you who've had some of the levels, is level five, our highest level, which is normally master level material. Most people, they've got a system. That system is 10 years, and then you've got a couple, 3-4 years of master level work. Our system is however long it is to get through levels 1 through 4, which is up through senior teacher level, Sifu level. And then my level five is my master level material is bigger than all the other levels put together. And part of that is having been studying and being an active student now for 43 years, I had the beginning stuff in the first 15 years, 10, 15, 20 years of study. And everything I've studied since then has been the advanced stuff. And I continually, every time I see one of the senior teachers and Uncle Bill being the primary, but every time I see him, every time I get other things and every bit of it being at the master level of practice. And so that level's deep. And Harry's actually seen a couple of my lists for that. And he can vouch for, it's very extensive. It is a non-ending study. Anyways.
Yeah, my eyes were crossing looking at it. It's great.
Anyway, so sorry, go ahead, questions and whatnot.
So you just kind of threw in at the end there that the bone marrow washing helps build all these levels, but you and I have had, a little bit deeper.
I'll be teaching that to the instructors when I see them.
Ah, awesome. Okay. That's
there's the bone marrow washing actually has some specific interactions through all four levels. You wouldn't want to be thinking about that while you're doing it, but it's nice to know because it will help you when you're a teacher to troubleshoot other people doing it and to make sure that you're getting from your practice what you should be, but it really isn't a beginner level thing. I may put how it's happening in the book, but I'll be putting a strong warning on it. Like, do not think about this when you're a beginner at the practice. Consider this once you've been doing the practice for 6 months or longer regularly. Otherwise you're going to mess up your practice because it's kind of like, I'm eating food. There's some pepper in the food. I don't mean too much pepper, just some pepper or a little bit of salt. And I'm thinking about the salt or the pepper so much that that's all I can taste. And I didn't enjoy the great meal that I had in front of me. And it's not overwhelming. The salt or the pepper is not overwhelming. And it's just the taste that's in there, or garlic or anything else. And so it really is too focused into that part at a beginning and really even an intermediate level. And even when I practice for my level, I'm getting in there deep and I'm doing the stuff, but I'm not thinking about it like, let's take it through the four levels. Now, if I have a problem doing it, I might go, which system am I having problem with? So that I can then see, am I fighting off a sickness or am I just somehow blocked up in that particular level for some reason? Anyways, that's all part of the advanced stuff. We'll be doing that. Probably we'll be doing it. I know we'll be doing it in April with the higher level healing stuff. I'll actually go through that with you guys. And all that. I don't want to put it out there publicly to people who might just be starting the practice, because if they're thinking about it, it's going to put a tension in there, for lack of a better way to say this. And we know that the tension harms the whole thing badly. You really have to, if you were going to focus on one thing mostly when you're doing the practice as a beginner, it better be the relaxation and deep, deep, deep to the bone marrow level relaxation, but also all the way through to the surface. If there's any tension in there at any point in the system, that's what you need to be focused on. And as long as you're doing that, you'll get it. And then to get it at the higher level, it'll help to know the information that Matt was just talking about for how the marrow washing is actually processing through the levels. Next question.
I have one and then I'm up to go, so I have to keep it quick. But I you were talking about with the float, being in the Wei Qi field, and obviously if somebody's rooting, obviously to a certain level of rooting, they can hinder you getting the float on them because it's strengthening the Wei Qi field. And I found that on people that can root well, if I'm floating, I have to kind of press in deeper. I don't know. I'm assuming now, just from all the things we've been talking about, that that's the Qin or Yin level.
Yingji.
I'm assuming, is that where, because it's hard to, again, like Greg said, without having you right in front of you where we can feel things, but I if they start rooting and I'm floating, I kind of have to come in a couple layers, and then I can usually, unless their root's outstanding or they have other things going on, I can usually still get the flow. And I'm wondering, does that mean I'm just pressing into that Yingji?
No, you're still catching it at Wei Qi. And then the other things are coming along. So if you drop root 100 feet deep, but I can drop it 500 feet deep, even though you've got 100 feet deep level of Wei Qi density and strength and all that going on, I've got five times that if I'm doing 500, I mean, and normally. And because of that, you feel floaty to me. You won't feel floaty to somebody who's got 0 to 10 feet. You'll feel very heavy and dense to them, that they're not able to make it work on. But to somebody that's got noticeably more, you're going to feel very light. And so I'm going to be able to take the density and the amount of field I've got and put on that, and then bring yours right on up and out, even though it's dense for other, you know, for people who don't have any. That's one way. The other thing is we compete and you're doing root and I'm doing float. Sorry, I'll flash that off. Okay. If you're doing root to a level and I'm doing float to a level, it's just my float so good that I can overcome your root with it? Or is my root so good that I can overcome your float with it? Or are we kind of equaling? Are we kind of equaling out? And right. So all those things, all those factors are.
So it's not really like we talked about before about how different things can then, you know, come from a deeper place of a different energy layer as the skill progresses. It's just, you know, whether where they're at versus where I'm at. Yes. In comparison to what we're doing.
Right. For when we're talking about like root and float, heaven and earth energy, the three powers aspect of Tai Chi. Now, if we're talking about a specific energy, a specific Jing, I'll talk about unbending. Unbending basically happens at meridian level, right? And so it can spread out a little bit to the other levels, but it's primarily a meridian level thing. And so if I'm working at Ying Qi really well, and I'm really working at bone marrow level, and I got a person who's trying to do things that are very meridian level deep, you're going to be able to overcome them because you're working much deeper in, and so you have a much more comprehensive now. If you've built all four levels and I've got more juice going on at all four levels, somebody could have any one going on really well, I can still overcome it because I've got four times that, as opposed to whatever one or two that they're working on. And so it really is still that case of more is more, but also higher up the food chain. To give you an idea, everything we're talking about is physical levels, but then when you start putting your mind, your spirit, things in there, then that can overcome a bunch of that physical stuff. You don't want to ignore it, because if you've got that much mental and spiritual and they've got that much physical, you've got a little more going on than they've got going on here, but it's close enough that they're going to still be a problem. It's only if it's like this that it starts to be that you can, you know, fully take over whatever's going on there. And so it is a level thing still, even then. So if I've got 50 units of internal power, mind, spirit stuff, and they've got 50 units of physical, we're going to pretty much zero out when it's a head-to-head. The difference will be is if I can manage to get into that deeper system while being able to hang with them physically, and they either don't feel it, don't realize it, then I've got an ace that I've been able to bring to the table that they don't have. But, you know, if we're playing poker, I could have three aces and they could have a straight, you know, to be blunt, they could have a better hand, even though it's different stuff. And so it's always sort of a, what is it you're bringing with you?
Everybody's got a plan to get punched in the mouth, right?
Yeah, sort of. Well, it's also in this case, you had plans that, you know, that there's they've got a plan to get punched in the mouth. Most people's, then what you need to have is a plan for when you get punched in the mouth, because that's going to probably happen. and that plan is a good plan for when that happens that you can actually put into play. But it's how strong, how fast, how surprising, and what did you get punched in the mouth with? Because if it was a sledgehammer taking your head off, that's going to be a little different than you know that. And so it's all that stuff. And that's if you hit me with a sledgehammer, oh, but I've got a shield made out of granite. You hit my, or not granite, but you know, something titanium. And so you put a little dent in my shield, but my shield's like laughing about, you call that a hit, you know, then it's levels. And then if you go, oh, but now I've got a laser, you know, I'm cutting through your titanium. Oh, okay. Now I've got, you know, a force field, you know, whatever. Anyways, you get it more and more and more and more. And that's, That's kind of the deal. And then obviously you're trying to use this as a fun activity to do in the longer term. You have to like it. Otherwise you're not going to get as deep as that into it. All the health benefits and stuff. You guys can know I'm 56 years old today and feel as good or better than I did when I'm in my 20, when I was in my 20s. And I'm stronger now than I've ever been in the entire time of my life. I don't know if I'm as fast as I was at my absolute fastest, but I'm not far from it, which isn't bad for being 56. And probably my height of speed probably came somewhere around early to mid 40s was probably when I was absolutely the fastest. I can probably forcefully, you know, with really trying, move about that fast now. But I'm not far off it. It's just a little bit. But in this case, we're talking about, you know, if it's 10 hits a second and I'm doing only 9 right now, well, that's still a 0.1%, which, you know, for relative, most people speed is going to be, they're not going to notice the difference. I would notice the difference.
Well, thank you for that answer. That helped me figure out what we're saying as far as push hands context.
Yeah. Cool. Other questions on this at all?
Yeah, I got one quick question. We were talking with Greg about the rooting and how that's going through this meridian chi. I'm enjoying this conversation. I haven't focused much on the chi levels. One thing we also talk about when that rooting's happening, that a lot of times there's a pung expansion out. Would that be coming in through the wei chi level, or is that also meridian level?
It starts, let me say it this way. It's starting at meridian level for the pung. But as you keep doing it better and more and more and more, it's actually all four systems are doing that. And that's getting better. But that's, I'm not talking about pung, the physical posture, because then that's just going to be standing there and you're going to have a little bit of wei chi and you might have a little bit of meridian chi if you're lucky. And then it's not going to, and it's going to have your structure and that'll be it. But when you're getting that pung by dropping root, you're going to be, and you keep building it. It's going to be all four levels. And the pung is going to absolutely express through all the levels so that you've got a lot of strength at all the levels coming out there now. Okay. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Other questions? Okay. Well, that's what we had for today. Thank you everybody for watching and thank you gentlemen for attending and have a great weekend. I'll be in Boca next week. By the time you see this, I'm sure we're probably already there, Boca Raton, Florida, doing a level 1 Tai Chi workshop. And so we actually won't have a meeting next week and then we'll be back the week after that. Okay.
And now a word from our sponsor.
The internal power that comes at the higher levels of Tai Chi can seem mysterious, but that is mostly because Tai Chi students don't see the big picture yet. They don't even understand what the higher levels of the art are, much less have a plan to get there. Even though the senior masters mostly agree on what the steps are, they mostly don't talk about it. On the TaiChiRoadmap.com, I outline all of the steps of Tai Chi development. Everything is explained so you know what to do, when to do it, and why. This is the complete roadmap to Tai Chi mastery with an explanation of all the steps from rank beginner to senior master. Again, that is a free course that you can access online. Go to TaiChiRoadmap.com to sign up. That's TaiChiRoadmap.com.